So we'll start on the Gemara of Bavman Aleph. See how much we get to. So the Gemara says, Lema Ketanai. So we have a Chokas between Avo and Shmuel, we know, about Shnai Shadonu. We know Hodos Avo is normally only three people. Shnai Shadonu, what if two or one judge? So Avo said, it would not work, Dafi, three. Shnai Shadonu ain't named in. And Shmuel says, he named in. So we think that this Machokas, or Avo, Shmuel is really based on Machokas Tanoim. Why? Because we two of it, Shlosha, Dibre Meir, Chav Omer, Pshara, Biyachid. So we have a Chokas, how much of the Pshara need? So Pshara, we say, Rebbe Meir holds needs three, the Chum say, you need one. Just Stam, we had a why they changed the words, meaning, why does Rebbe Meir use the word Bitsua, and the Chum use the word Pshara, seemingly they should say the same thing. So the Adar Amas says that maybe Rebbe Meir holds that Pshara is us really to do. It's like Gzela. If Rebbe Meir adopts these words Bitsua, which should connote the Gzela. We have a problem with this because Rebbe Meir seems to hold Rishus clearly, and the Adar Amas later says that Rebbe Meir holds Rishus. But here the Adar Amas says that maybe the reason Rebbe Meir uses Bitsua and the Chum use Pshara, we're talking about the same idea, is because Rebbe Meir holds it's more like Gzela, and the Chum say it's fine. That's one answer. Or another answer, we know that the Gemara is going to say that it's about Makshin Ladin. So Rebbe Meir thinks that Pshara is very close to Din. And then you have to be very precise, you have to be very careful, very specific. So he's the Botseya, which is like the precise. You're cutting a piece off, you're making sure you're very precise, very careful. But the Chamim, which are not going to be Makshin Ladin, Pshara is like, you take, there are no real rules, no real boundaries. So Pshara, like you mix the hot water and the cold water, and you make lukewarm water. Pshara is not so specific, not so so careful, and that's why maybe they use the word Pshara or Rebbe Meir use the word Bitsua. Fine. But anyway, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, it seems that what? We have a focus of Pshara, 3-1. So, Savruah Dekuli Al Makshin Pshara Ladin. We think everyone compares Din to Pshara. That whatever you hold by Din, you're going to hold by Pshara. So, my love, Hakim Miflugi, Demar Savar, Din Bishlosha, Umar Savar, Din Bishnayim. Then what? If everyone compares Din to Pshara, so a mayor who holds that Pshara is with three, he holds that Din also, seemingly you need three. That would be like Rabbi Avohu, who says Shai Shadonu, ain't the name Din. And Chachamim who compare Din to Pshara, and say Pshara is one, they must be going like Shmuel, who says even two and one work. Therefore, the Machlokes, Rabbi Avohu and Shmuel, the Gemara thinks, is really based on the Machlokes, Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, and Chacham by Pshara. There's another Ha'ara, the Tosis earlier wasn't sure. The Rishonim aren't sure. Is Shmuel dafketu or not lafda? Or la dafketu? I mean, Shmuel says Shnayim Shadon to name Din. Does that also mean that one person is Shadon to name Din or not? So Tosus brings two rayas, but his second raya is from this Gemara. Tosus says it must be that Shmuel is la dafka. Shmuel says two works, one also works. How do we know that? Because Gemara says Makshinam Pshar Ladin. That the one who holds Pshar is with one Chachamim, go like Shmuel. But Shmuel says two, I thought. How can you compare Shmuel's two by Din to Chachamim's one by Pshara? It's not Mashina, it's two versus one. Elamai must be that Shmuel's la dafka two, Shmuel's also one, and one works also. Why say two then? So as I said earlier, the Chiddush is that even two is Chatzav. Really, Shmuel's la dafka two.
I don't want to go off, but how would you ever say otherwise? I mean, is that like, the Gemara wouldn't make sense.
How do you answer that?
Yeah.
So you get a couple of answers. You said that maybe we're going, meaning, maybe we're going on Deraisa level. We know Shmuel holds that one works on Deraisa level. Why do you need two or three more? Because you have Shekronos. So even if Shmuel is going to say, because the Eved you need two, maybe we're comparing Din and Pshara on a Deraisa level.
So really you can't do that.
That really, Tosos, that's not a good idea. Maybe Shmuel is Dafka two. Oh, how can we compare Din to Pshara? Pshara is one, Din's two. Yeah, but we're comparing Din to Pshara on a Deraisa level. Shmuel needs two because you have Shekronos. We had that earlier in the Gemara. Now, but you need two, maybe you need three, but at least two for Shmuel. But you compare Din Pshara on a Deraisa level. But Pashup Shat seems to have a good raya that Shmuel is Ladafka. He said maybe for Rashi might have to hold based on Hamad Aleph, the problems we had with Rashi earlier. Rashi might have to hold that Shmuel is Dafka too. And if he holds that, that's one way of answering this concept of Tosu. Fine. So the Gemara thinks it's Machlokes Tanoim. What does the Gemara answer? No, it's not true. Lo, the Kuli Alma Din Bishlosha. Really, Rabbi Avok is saying, everyone's like me. Everyone holds Din 3. So what's my focus about? The Hachab, Hakim Itzlagi, the Mar, Saber Makshinam Psharladin, Umar Saber Lo Makshinam Psharladin. That what? Everyone holds that Din is 3. Just what? Rebbe Meir holds Makshinon. The Chacham says he holds Makshinon. So it's not for sure Chokas Tanoim. Rebbe Avo can say, everyone goes like me. Rebbe Meir and the Chacham both go like me. Just Rebbe Meir holds Makshinon 3-3. Chacham says he holds Makshinon 3-1. And then it's not for sure Chokas Tanoim. Tosos, Rakabin inside, but Tosos has an aura. He says, normally in this type of context, the Gemara would say, for Shmuel, it's for sure Machlokas Tanoim. For Avo, he could say, it's all like me. The Gemara doesn't seem to talk about Shmuel at all. What happened to Shmuel? The Gemara says, Avo and Shmuel match up perfectly, Chachamim and Rebbe Meir. Then the Gemara says, no, really, Avo can say, they're both like me. And the argument, Makshinan, lo Makshinan. Where does Shmuel go? The Gemara should have said, like it normally does, for Shmuel, Machlokas Tanoim. For Avo, it's all like me. What happened? So we have a couple answers. Not going to go through all of them, but Sanchi Katana gave, seems the most pushed answer, that we know that, what's the problem of Rebbe Avoh? The problem of Rebbe Avoh is, Rebbe Avoh uses the word Divrei HaKol in Gnei Din. For Rebbe Avoh, he cannot make it a Machlokas Tanoim. Rebbe Avoh has to make it a Chulei Alma, because he uses the word Divrei HaKol. For Shmuel, he could say, Anachinami, the Machlokas Tanoim, does two work or not? I happen to go with the Tana who says it works. Rebbe Avoh can't do that. Rebbe Avoh cannot say it's Machlokas Tanoim and I pass like one side. Because Rebbe Avoh uses the words Divrei HaKol. And therefore the Gemara is fine with saying that Shmuel is Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara only has to answer for Rebbe Avoh. For Rebbe Avoh cannot be Machlokas Tanoim. For Rebbe Avoh has to all go like him. Because he uses the words Divrei HaKol. And then for Rebbe Avoh you cannot say, oh, Rebbe Meir equals you, Chum equals Shmuel, you'll go like Rebbe Meir. For Shmuel that could work. For Shmuel can end up being a Machlokas Tanoim. He's fine with that. He's an Amor, he passes like one of Tanoim. But for Rebbe Avoh, who adds in the word Divrei HaKol in Gnei Din, so Rebbe Avoh has to say that it's not Machlokas Tanoim, I can go like everyone. Everyone holds Din is three, and Machlokas is about Makshinan lo Makshinan. There are a few other answers, but that seems to be like the most pushing answer.
Again, the difficulty was that.
Meaning, normally the Gemara will say, with the Machlokas Amorayim, oh, we think that it matched up with Machlokas Tanoim.
Right.
And then the Gemara would say, for this Amora, you're right. But that Amora could work within both of them. That's normally a context of the Gemara would be.
Okay.
Here also, he said, Machlokas Amorayim, Shmuel Rebbe Avoh. We think that matches perfectly Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. So the Gemara should have said, yeah, that's true for Shmuel. But for Rebbe Avoh, he can go like both of them. Why didn't the Gemara mention Shmuel? What happened? So the answer is that we never had a problem with Shmuel. Shmuel can make it Machlokas Tanoim. We actually had a problem with Rebbe Avoh. This Gemara is really a kasha Rebbe Avoh. It's not a cute thing like, oh, Machlokas Amorayim, Machlokas Tanoim. They match it up beautifully. No, it's a kasha Rebbe Avoh. Rebbe Avoh is Divrei HaKol, but it seems that Chum don't go like him. That's why Shmuel doesn't really matter for Shmuel anymore. Fine. That's the Tosafos in Dir Maskil Lo, that's what we did now. And it's another, just to talk out the other Tosafos we said, the idea of Makshinan, so Rashi brings the sword by David. By David Osem Mishpat Utstaka. Or the Gemara on Aleph Beis, it says, Mishpat Utstaka? Mishpat's not Stuka, it's a contradiction. The Gemara says, Ezu Mishpat Sheesh Utstaka Pshara. And that's what Rashi's source for Makshinan is. Tosafos Kasha is that what? It should come out that any time you hold Makshinan, you also have to hold that Pshara is a mitzvah. Because those Pesukim Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha hold it's a mitzvah. So if Rashi uses that pasuk for Makshinan, it must be if you hold Makshinan, you also hold mitzvah. But we have a problem because on the bottom of this Amud, we have Manda Amar, which says Makshinan, and holds Bishos. Right? The end of the Gemara. Tamar Rabbana, Kishem Shah, Din Bishlosha, Bitzu Bishlosha. So you have Makshinan, and the Gemara later makes this Tana into a Rishos Tana, not a mitzvah Tana. So how can Rashi use Makshinan and use a source from Yeshua ben Karcha, Dovin HaMelech, Mishpat Utstaka? If that's true, anyone who holds Makshinan has to hold the mitzvah. But the problem is, we have a Manda Amar who clearly holds Makshinan and says it's not a mitzvah. That's that. So it's supposed to, we had answers for Rashi. Not going to go through it now. Fine. So now, Baitu Gemara, that's that part of the Gemara. Baitu Gemara, Lema Tlata Tanai, Bipshara. There seem to be three distinct opinions by Pshara. What are they? Demar Samar Bishlosha, Umar Samar Bishnayim, Umar Samar Biyachid. Three opinions. Right? Meir, we know clearly holds Pshara Bid, Gimel. We had the Rashbag earlier on Hamabay who said Pshara Bishnayim. And the Chumim here on Bava says Pshara Biyachid. So it seems there are three opinions. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Omar Rav Acha Breder Yikah became Rav Yehim Bar Shalmei. No, man do Amar Trey afilu chad nami. V'haydik Amar Trey ki eichet el havel asadei. No, the Rashbash is pshared with two. He didn't mean you have to have two. Really, there's two opinions. There's a three opinion, and there's a one opinion. Just the Rashbash who holds that pshared with one, he thinks, in order to make it more concrete, to make it more reliable, you should get two to have Edim. There's not three opinions. There's not pshar with Gimel, pshar with Beis, pshar with Aleph. There's two opinions. Do you need pshar with three or pshar with one? The Rashbag goes like pshar with one. He just says you should use two to get Edim. But really, there are not three opinions. Meaning, for the Rashbag, one for sure would work. We thought we have, on our half, we thought there are three opinions. Wow. Once if you doubt, you need three. Once if you doubt, you need two. Once if you doubt, you need one. The answer is no. Rashbag doesn't doubt, you need two. He can also say one could work. He just wants you to have Edim, but he says the word two. There's really only two opinions. There's an opinion of three and an opinion of one.
Edim aside from the Edim? Or
they are the Edim? They are the Edim. Meaning that they're acting as Edim also, yeah. Good. And this is what the next line of the Marah we're going to focus on now. So Amar of Ashi, Shema mina pshara eno tzrich hakinyin. It must be that pshara is not in a kinyin. Di'isag adaitech tzrich hakinyin. If you hold that you need a kinyin, I think they take out the word tzricha. So tlotalamali, man amar tlotalamali. There should never be an opinion of Rabbi Meir. If you need a kinyan, there shouldn't be an opinion of Rabbi Meir. Why? Tiski betray the litany mine. Just use two, make a kinyan, it's over. Rashi explains, what does that mean? It must be that since you don't need a kinyan, now you need a koach of beis din to put it in, to solidify it. If you needed a kinyan, Rabbi Meir would never say three. Just use two, make a kinyan, we're done. It must be from the fact that Rabbi Meir holds me three. We need a koach of beis din, it must be because no kinyan is necessary. And what's the only way to make it, to solidify it, with a beis din of three?
So Rav Ashi is saying that, according to everybody, we should learn out that it's a kinyan, meaning we're making a tiyuk from Rabbi Meir's opinion about what everybody holds? Meaning, why would Rabbi Meir have said?
Alright, so fine. So that, no. So maybe it probably is not focused on Rishonim. We'll see.
Also, when he says let it be two without,
I think lad after one. Yeah, I think we lad after one. We're using the two because part of the Edim. I think the same thing.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you what we asked that, but if someone asked that, I think so. Meaning, because okay. We said earlier that even my number one, he wants two. So I think Gemara is saying, right, Meir, don't use three, use two. Okay, it's also we want Edim. Yeah, I'll figure that. I thought somebody would ask that. But. Fine. So that's Rav Ashi. So, like Grant said, we're going to learn now from Rav Ashi and Tosfos. We'll see what that means in a second. Right now, Rav Ashi is saying it must be that everyone holds no kinyan. Because if a kinyan was necessary, there would be no man number three. But then the Gemara just changes 180 and says what? Behilchasa pshar is kinyan. Seeing the Rav Ashi and Tosfos, the Gemara is going back on everything. Rav Ashi said it must be no kinyan is needed. So if kinyan was needed, you wouldn't need three. Do one or two with the kinyan. The Gemara says, no, really, everyone holds you to kinyan. Well, the obvious question now. If you need a kinyan, why do you need three? But Tosos says, the one-line Tosos, Hilchasa, the Hadal Osagi betray, Mishav the Hadikot kinyan betos, the Lovaki b'pshar shapir. That no, you need a kinyan, and you need three, because less than three might be a tos. It's going to be relevant to the next Tosos. That's what Tosfos holds. And Smiri Rashi also says that when he says, Da'afil Nasa B'Shlosha. Okay, so that's one way of learning the Gemara. That if Ashi was saying, it must be no one needs a Kinyan, since Rabbi Meir wouldn't exist, answer is no, everyone needs a Kinyan, but why does Rabbi Meir need three? Because of a Toz. If you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, he learns the Gemara a little differently. He seems to learn the Gemara that Rav Ashi was Da'afil talking within Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir doesn't need a Kinyan, because then you wouldn't need three. But that Chamim do need a Kinyan. And then the Gemara comes in his Hilchasa. The Gemara is not being Choser and Rav Ashi. The Gemara is Paskining. Rav Ashi said Bachukasa. Chachamim need a Kinyan. Therefore, one or two work. Rabbi Meir ain't a Kinyan. Therefore, you need three. Then the Gemara says Hilchasa. The Gemara is Paskining like the Chachamim. So it's very different. End of the day, does Rabbi Meir need a Kinyan or not?
For sure, not like Tosfos.
Tosfos Rashi that you need a Kinyan.
No, they learned out the hill. It was on everybody.
Tosfos Rashi, not Rabbi Yonah, yeah. Rashi weren't sure. Tosfos for sure one side, Rabbi Yonah on one side. Rabbi Yonah is that water. Rashi is talking about a mayor, And the Gemara is poskening. But again, how would Tosfos learn it? What would Tosfos say? Rashi is talking about everyone. No one needs a kinyan. What's the Gemara doing? Being Choser or Rashi? Everyone needs a kinyan. Oh wait, everyone needs a kinyan. Why do we need three? So what does Tosfos say? Why do we need three? Because why? Tos. Right? Yad Ramah gives a different answer. The Yad Ramah says a different answer to Tosfos. He learned the Tosfos and Rashi. That Rav Ashi is Choser. Even Rav Meir needs a Kinyan. Also, why three? Do two. Not because of toes. He just says, L'chatzchil, you need three. Rav Meir speaking in L'chatzchil terms. Rav Meir would agree, you need a Kinyan. And therefore, one or two words. They're arguing about L'chatzchil, what do you need? Rav Meir says, you need three L'chatzchil, even with a Kinyan. And the Chum say, no, the Kinyan, even one is L'chatzchil. So that's two different ways. Again, further Mahalach, that the Gemara is Choser. And even Rav Meir needs a Kinyan, so why three? One or two should work. So Tosfos says one or two would be a toes. Yad Ramah says Nachnami, one or two would work. Rav Meir just says, even if you have a Kinyan, you should do three lechatchila. And that's why. So what would be enough between Yad Ramah and Tosfos?
Right. Can one or two work?
For Rav Meir, b'diavad, do one or two work. You need a Kinyan for sure for this Mahal. And does one or two work? For Tosfos, no way, it doesn't work. Kinyan with toes. For the Yad Ramah, only lechatchila, one or two would work.
Just not
going
between Tosfos slash Rashi with the
Rabbi and
Yonah is halacha. Do we do one or do we?
Right. I think according to Tosfos and Rashi, the Gemara here is not paskining seemingly like one or three.
Right. But according to
the Gemara, paskining need a Kinyan.
Right. But according to Rabbi and Yonah,
we're paskining about both things. Yeah.
And how would the other Gemara read the words of Hilchasan Shartz with the Kinyan?
Like Tosfos. Like
Tosfos. No. Oh, wait, no.
Even right, Mary's a Kinyan.
No, three is
Dafka, but it's Chatzchila.
Yeah, it's like,
but that's the Dabi Nachman between Tosfos and Yad Ramah. Fine, now we'll go to the Tosfos, the big Tosfos. That's what we'll spend time on now. So, three is a Kinyan. So, again, so Tosfos for sure comes out that everyone needs a Kinyan. Right? Meir and Chacham need a Kinyan. Kodur Ben Yona, only the Chacham need a Kinyan. Question is, how about Mechila in general? This is by Peshara. Mechila in general. Right? Avram owes me $100. I'm Mokhil on him. So do I need to make a kinyan to make that mechila work or not? Or does my mechila work, right? There's something whether mechila needs speech or not. Let's clarify. The word kinyan here is not that like, I'm not mocking you my jacket, meaning a kinyan suitor. By making a kinyan, we show that we accept it. I'm not giving you anything. We're being kona something to accept it upon ourselves. So the question is, does mechila need a kinyan? Tosa says, Im the farish the kinyan shall pshara osin kodim a pshara the konin zemizel asos kimo shayom radayonin hein l'shalim hein l'mchol ein l'daktik mikan de ba'alma matchil tzrich a kinyan. And what might you think? It seems from here that if you hold pshara tzrich a kinyan, it seems to be a good rai that what? Mechil also what? Tzrich a kinyan. Because what does pshara mean? I think you owe me 100, you think you owe me 0, make a pshara at 50. So we're being mochel each other. And you need a kinyan. That seems to be a good raya, that mechila in general also need a kinyan. It seems to be a good raya. He's saying no. I thought he was going to say there's two options. Either you can say a kinyan is before the pshara, or a kinyan after the pshara. I thought he was going to say, no matter if you say kinyan is pre-pshara, or post-pshara, no matter what, it won't be a raya to mechila in general. And now we're going to see why. Why not? And there's one point. If you hold a kinyan is before pshara, so what is it exactly? So we're doing it before the pshara. So there's two options. Either we're doing a kinyan before we even go to the dayanim. We say, Avraham and I say, we do a kinyan that when we go to the judges, we'll accept them. Or, Meir wants to say, maybe the kinyan is after already we spoke to the dayanim, but before they gave us the psak din. They're both pre-pshara. The question is, when is the kinyan happening? The reason Meiri wants to say that maybe it's at that second stage, after we go to the dayanim, but before they tell us, is because there's an idea that you can't be kol something that's einu ba'olam, einu katzav. So to make a kinyan that we're going to accept whatever happens when we go to the judges, so that might not work. Too far. It's not katzav. It's not tangible. But when we went to the judges already, at mamish the minute before, they told us, maybe that will be good. And maybe the Meiri wants to say, maybe therefore the kinyan is pre-pshara, but at a later point. If you want to argue, you could say in the shir, then maybe no. Maybe kinyan at the earlier point, even before we go to the Beis Din. But why is that a problem with Eino Katzav? Because Eino Katzav means no limit. You can't make a kinyan on something that mamash is no limit. Like the Rambam gives an example. You can't make a kinyan and say, I'll support you forever. Because there's no limit there. What does that mean? But in this case, we're arguing about a set number. The max you're claiming for me is $100. There's a certain range how much I'm going to pay you. Either I'm going to pay you zero, or I'm going to pay you 100. It can't go more than 100. You're only claiming for me 100. So even if we make a kinyan way, way earlier, that might not even be a problem with Eino Katzav. Because there is a limit. Eino Katzav might be when there's mamish no limit at all.
And what would the later stage be? It's after
the later, after we tell our cases, they know it in their mind what the psak's going to be. They didn't tell us yet.
Why can't it be even after they tell you? Then we just do
That's post pshara. Tosu says either kinyan is pre pshara or post pshara. We're saying now pre pshara has 2 points.
Within
pre pshara, there's 2 points. There's way pre pshara, and there's very close to pre pshara. The reason why that second stage might be better is because of the Eino Katzav problem. We're saying now that even if you make pre-pshara, before they go to court even, it might not be a problem with Eino Katzav because there is a limit. Eino Katzav is only something where there's mamash no limit at all. Like, I'm going to support you forever. I'm going to buy all your clothes forever. You know, he might want to go on a shopping spree and there's no limit now. You know, he might start eating a lot. Fine.
Wait, I have one question.
Yeah.
This is in general. He's trying to suggest that this is going to say that maybe you could possibly learn it out to mechila in general.
Yeah.
But isn't mechila only from like a malvet to a bovet? Like he could be mobile alone. But if let's say the
why alone? You break my window. You owe me $100. So I say
I'm mochel you that I owe you $100.
No, the way around. I'm mochel you have to pay me $100.
Yeah, but how would it work the other way?
I can't even mochel. I'm not paying you. I don't want to pay you. Mechila is only when I have a schus or something.
It can only work one way, anyways.
Yeah, that's a complicated reason behind the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, in this case, you're mochel. If I say zero, you say 100. I'm mochel that I owe you 50.
But
you can't be. You can only be mochel like a loan that I already owe you. But if let's say I broke your window and then they say the compromise is I have to pay you 50. That's
to come up in the soon. In the post pshara, we'll get to that in a second. But that's what I'm saying. What if you want to say that kinyan is before the pshara? There's no raya to mechila in general. Why? Because it's different. Guess read it again. Even if farish the kinyan and shal pshara, osin kodim up pshara again. Two possible stages. What that means? Bekodin zemi zelasos kimoshi umra dayonin hein l'sham him limchol. Ein ledatik mikan deba'al mechila shel kinyan. The mashit sorry chacha kinyan al mechila mishum de ilav havi kinyan havi kama mechila betos shalai yodeo or maybe sover she yomu limcho kokach. Meaning what? Why do I need a kinyan here? Because I'm telling Avram, yeah, you know, I'll be mocha 50. You may owe me 100, pay me 50, or no, I think you owe me 100, but we'll do whatever the judges say. But in my mind, I don't think they're going to give me 20. I think they're going to give me 80. So it's very different than a normal mechila case. In a normal mechila case, all the terms are in front of us. I say you owe me 100. I say, Avram, no 100, want a clean slate. There's no tos there. In this case, we're accepting upon ourselves what the judges would say. So even though I'm going through the motions and saying that I'm mochel you, that's really a tos. Because I think they're going to give me 80. Fine, I won't get 100. I'll get 80 at least. And now the judges give me 60? That's a toast. I never thought that. So maybe Dafke in this type of mechila case, that's where you need a kinyan, and a pshara. But mechila in general, you might not need a kinyan in general. Because here you want to override the toast. The obvious question is though, but wait, when you make a kinyan, is it also a kinyan betos? Meaning, we're saying what? The reason you need a kinyan in this mechila is because otherwise it would be mechila betos. So we do a kinyan. But isn't that a kinyan betos? Meaning, has a kinyan help? Tosa says, the Abba God, the Hosh to the Ika Kinyan, had a Kimo Kinyan betos, Mio Alima Milsa Tfei, the Kinyan Mimlo Kinyan. In Achinami, it would be a type of Kinyan betos, but it's stronger this way. So what's going on? Is it Kinyan betos or not? Right? What's it? Manashach. If it's not a Kinyan betos, the Mechil should work without a Kinyan. And if it's a Kinyan betos, then a Kinyan should help even. So he wanted to say, based on the Rambam says that there are certain things that you value don't need a Kinyan for. But it became a minhag olam that they would do a kinyan to strengthen it, to show you're not joking around, like a get. Certain things, for sure, you don't need a kinyan. So maybe you want to explain this with Tosos was never really saying that it's mamish machil b'tos, and that it'll be possible the other. He never meant that. He meant that it's very shaky. It's like a mechil b'tos. For once you make a kinyan, you strengthen it. Because if you learn Tosos pashup shot that it's mamish mechil b'tos, then kinyan shouldn't help because then it's still a kinyan b'tos. I want to solve. So based on that Rambam, the Rambam says there are certain things the world does. They don't need a kinyan. We use a kinyan to strengthen it. Now we can find Tosos. Tosos never meant that it's mamash mechil b'tos. He meant it's very, very close to mechil b'tos. So now we do a kinyan to strengthen it.
But then can you say that the mechil b'tos was never really...
Yeah, so hachnavi. But the evidence might not be a problematic.
At all.
I mean, it's kimotos. Not a mamash tos. Once you make a kinyan, then you strengthen it like Amri. But if it was mamash mechil b'tos, then it should also be mamash a kinyan tos. So maybe Tosos means that it was never really a mechil b'tos, just you want to strengthen it with a kinyan. Yeah? But, in any event, if you say that a kinyan is pre-pshara, you have no raya to mechila in general, because here he has aspect of toes. Oh, what if after? What if the kinyan is after a pshara? Then, seemingly, you have no toes to bring in, right? Why? Because we know, the judge is already passing for us 70-30. So, seemingly, there's no toes idea there, and we're making a kinyan. That seems to be a very good raya, that what? That in general, now mechila should need a kinyan. And you can't give me all toes. There's no toes if the kinyan is post-pshara. So it says no. V'afil im nifarish she'akinyan hu l'achar ha'pshara akatik ein raya mikan. D'mati l'meimah de'akinyan ha'osav ish she'yesh lo l'achar l'froa aval ha'idam machal ein tzarech kinyan. Like we were saying before, Gedali was saying before. Ein achinami. Maybe you need kinyan after pshara. But who needs to make the kinyan? Not the one who's being mochel, the one who's paying it. Right? Mechila in general, we talk about the guy who's giving up money. The guy who thinks he's getting less than what he owes. So if kinyan is post-pshara, they're not both doing a kinyan. Only the guy who's paying 50 is doing a kinyan. The guy who's getting 50, instead of getting 100 in achinami, he won't have to make a kinyan. Which one? The same thing. That I accept that I'm mochel you, I'll take 50 out. No, that I'll never come back and claim 50 on you again.
The kinyan here is like what he said himself.
Mechila in general.
Yeah.
Just saying, like, I'm. No, because then Reuben and Shimon breaks Reuben's window, $100. Then Reuben's mochel him. What stops Reuben now from coming back the next day and says, I wasn't going to mochel you? When you make a kinyan with Adam even, so that solidifies it.
How does that happen?
Yeah. No, I think we use the. I think we use the baguette of the. I think I would pick up your garment, and we pick it up, kinyan sudar, and that would solidify the kinyan. But again, if kinyan is post peshara, there's no raya to mechila in general, because the guy who's being mochel isn't the one doing the kinyan even. There's no raya in general. But the problem is no. Umi yobe hochz gadolus in the bahag pirech behilchos dinin did tzarech kinyan al mechila. The Baha'i says everyone does it. The Baha'i says that kinyan is post-pshara, and everyone does it. So now it seems like a very good raya. Mechila in general needs a kinyan. Say no. Umikol makum en lomo mikan al shar mechila shetietrich a kinyan. De mechila sh'al di pshara al api shiodeya ma mochel do mil mechila b'toz. V'shem mochel al pi eitzos v'shal dayanin she siyu ogso limcho. Lefikach tzarech la'al adar al di kinyan. Even if you say that the kinyan is after the pshara, I like the bahag that both people are doing the kinyan, you still cannot learn to mechila in general because there's still some talus here. The judge has sort of convinced you. The judges say, you know, take 70 instead of 100 because you might not win. If you go to court, you lose everything. So since it's based on the judges convincing them, right, there's still a little talus in here. So Sir Rush also mentions this, trying to convince him, pressuring him, and therefore, what comes out of the talus is, no matter if you say kinyan is pre-pshara or post-pshara, and even if everyone's doing it, there's still no raya to mechila in general, because here there's always going to be a toast. Before and after, it's both toast.
Do you think that the second shot is now replacing the first one, or the first one works? And then if you have
the first one works, but not for the Bahagin can't work.
Right, so do you think it's like two different, or he's going to go back and say, actually, this is a new
one? I mean, without the Bahagin, I think toast would have been fine in the first answer. The Bahagin says everyone does this, and now you have to give a new answer.
So now adopt a totally new thing, or is it say, no, I'll say this, but for that, adopt a totally new thing, I'll say that.
Yeah, I think Tosfos is fine with both answers, just further Bahag is not his answer, which I think.
So, I don't know if this is like a diyuk, but remember, we saw the Rashbag from Yanavit said that you cannot be cholder by Bishara. Like, it's like whatever.
It's two is good, yeah.
Two is good. And you're saying, no, you don't have a right, because by Bishara, he was told to be mochel al pi the eights of the dayan.
The toes, yeah.
Meaning, but it's just like an eighth of the dayan. It's not like you're bound to what they said.
I mean,
Pshia
can't be Kfiya.
No, but
you can't
be Choser. I mean, is it just an Eitzah? Oh, we're suggesting that you do this Pshara, or is it once you accept?
No, once you go to Dayanim, then you have to accept
it. So why is it saying Alpi Eitzah some? It's just a Lavdaka? Like, Eitzah sounds like they're advising him, but they're not.
You're saying they tell him...
It's not coming off of him. He's, like, listening to them, so it's kind of like a Toast.
It's still a Toast.
No,
you saying he's saying it's mashma that the guy still has a choice at this point.
Yeah.
He's still, yeah. So he's saying the Rashbag says that you can't be chozer. So here it's mashma
maybe
that
it's supposed to be it's their eitzah, but like it's their psak.
So what's the toast then? What'll be the toast then?
He never really meant. Meaning my mindset is still important. I was focusing on something else. I'm focusing on whether or not. Do I have a choice?
Even after, that's why he can't be focused. The Rashbag says talking about after, this is talking about before.
I mean, the Rashbag is saying after the whole court case. You walk out, then Tuesday you want to come back in.
Right.
Right. But by right. So maybe that's the thing also. Maybe Rashbag is talking on a later date. But no, it seems here that he still has a choice at this point, and we can't be Tos. Good. So Tos just finished saying that you can't bring a riot from Ragamara that Mechila Tzrich Kinyan. Now Tosfos is going to finish up saying, I'm going to bring you raya Datska the other way. A Datska Mechila ain't Tzrich Kinyan. He's going to bring five rayas. The first three he's going to keep, and the last two he's going to say, maybe not such good rayas. So what's the first one? V'nir alahavi raya the Mechila ain't Tzrich Kinyan. V'had the Omer Perik HaMekabel, but Metzia. Gabi Sachir HaMacho Eitzal Chanvani. Eitzal Shulchani. Einu over alav. Upligi Hasan of Sheches, Amar Eino Choser Alav, Rabba, they change it to Omer Choser. What's the case? We know as an Isser, you have to pay your worker that day. So what if I make a deal with a shop owner? I owe this worker $100, but I know he's going to go out and buy groceries for $100. So I can make a deal, and instead of me paying the worker, I'm going to tell the store owner, just let him take $100 free goods, and then I'll pay you back later. So he said, the Gemara says, you're not over on the Isser of delaying your payment, you're fine. Question is, what if the store owner now goes back on his end of the deal? Right? Can your worker come and now claim it from you? Or, once you make the deal, are you totally cut off and he has to work it out himself with the store owner? That's what I looked at Rav Sheshet and Rav. Rav Sheshet says, Eino Chozer. The worker can never come back. Once the deal is made and the worker agrees to go to the store owner, if the store owner messes him over, deal with him, not me. Rav says, no. It's not a full transaction, and the store owner starts causing problems, then the worker could come now and come back to the guy he worked for. So, Dimash was the middle of Kinyan Iri. The Ibi Kinyan, my time of demand of Omar Chozer, Tosfos was being a Raya, it must be Mechila answering the Kinyan. Because Rabba says that the worker could come back now and claim from the Balabayas, give me my money, because the store owner is causing problems. But if Mechila needed a Kinyan, and this Balab and this worker made a Kinyan, Rabba would never say Chozer. He made a Kinyan on it. He's Mochel Gamri. Elamai must be Mechila ain't Tzarech Kinyan. And they're arguing about, rather what? Aval below Kinyan Pligi. Behachi. Demar Savar Kishem Chu lo legami patru le Balabayis. Shall he ask her a love? Umar Savar legami patru. Am Mechila Tzarech Kinyan. Really, Machlokas is what? Mechila ain't Tzrich Kinyan. And the Machlokas is, when the worker was, Mocha, was he Mocha Lagamri, not Lagamri? Rav Sheshet says he was Mocha Lagamri, and never, he can never come back and claim from the guy he worked for. Rabba says he was not Mocha Lagamri, and if the store owner causes problems, he can come back and claim from the guy he worked for. But, if Mechila needed a Kinyan, Rabba would never exist. Rabba would never say Chozer because he made a Kinyan. He totally was Mocha. So that's Tosfos' first raya that Mechila ain't Tzrich Kinyan, based on Machlokes, Sheshet and Rabba. Now the second one is going to be a little trickier. So how are we going to do it? So let's talk about outside first. So the Gemara Kedushin says that one of the ways, or the way, that an Eved can go free is the shtar, a shtar shichur. The master can give a shtar to his slave and let him go free. So the Gemara says, lama li shtara? Why do you need a shtar? Just say in front of two people, zeal, go free, and he goes free. So the Gemara answers, no. You can't just do verbal declaration, you have to give him a shtar, because gufoi kanoi. It's not that for the next 6 years, he owes you a monetary value of 6 years of work, and then you can be mochel with your words. You mamish own his guf. And therefore, if you mamish own his guf, just being mochel with your words is not good enough. You actually have to give a shtar to get rid of your kinyan guf. That's the Gemara there. Now, there's two ways to learn that Gemara there. When the Gemara says shtar lamali, what was going through the Gemara's mind? Because the Gemara earlier in the Brisa said, to let an Eved go free, you give him a shtar. Then the Gemara asked, shtar lamali. So at that point, what was the Gemara thinking? So one mahalach is the following. The Gemara thought that when the Brisa said shtar, the Brisa felt you could only use a shtar. Shtar is the only thing. Right? So the Gemara says, shtar is not the only thing. Use your words. And the Gemara's answer is, no, you can't use your words because gufoi kanoi. That's one way of learning the Gemara. The problem is, the Rishonim asked, is, what is my answer? Do hefker. Meaning, if we think of the Brisa meant shtar dafka, and we say, wait, shtar is the only option? Use your words. And the answer is, no, you can't use your words because gufoi kanoi. Right? So just do hefker. Hefker word with gufoi kanoi. At least on the Shmuel. Right? So that cannot be what the Gemara means. So rather, the Gemara must be going a different mahalach. The Gemara must be saying the following. When the Brisa said shtar alamali, it never meant we have to use a shtar. It was saying one way of going is through the mahalach of a shtar. So the Gemara says, why use a shtar? Use the same very words that you wrote in the shtar and just say it verbally. Again, the Gemara knew at this point that you use hefker, the second mahalach. The Gemara never thought that shtar was dafka. The Gemara knew I could use hefker. The Gemara was just saying, within this road of shtar, just lose the paper and say in front of two people. And so the Gemara answer is gufoi kanoi. You can't use your words, you have to use a physical shtar. That's Shana the Gemara.
Wait, why does gufoi kanoi make it that you need a shtar?
Because you can't use your words to get rid of a kinyan on the guf. I own the guy. You need a shtar or hefker. So the Gemara has to be a second mahalach. The first mahalach cannot work. And within the second mahalach, Tosfos is going to say it must be mechila ein tzricha kinyan. Because what's the Gemara asking? Don't use a shtar, just say it in front of two people. Wait, what does that mean? Maybe I want to use a shtar because I don't want to do a kinyan. I want a doctor to say that shtar ein tzricha kinyan. Meaning, if mechila tzricha kinyan, and the Gemara is okasha, oh, instead of using a shtar, it's the same thing. Use your words. But if using your words need a kinyan, then what's the Gemara's question? Lama li shtar. Maybe the Gemara wants to teach me shtar to teach me that shtar doesn't need a kinyan. So the Gemara has no question. The only way the Gemara and Kedusha makes sense is if you say mechila ein tzricha kinyan. Because then shtar and word are on the exact same level. So then the Gemara says, why do I need a shtar? Use my words. That Tosfos is right, and Mechil ain't Tzarech Kinyan. Because, again, if you went with the first Mahalach in the Gemara, that shtar was Dafka, then Mechil with Kinyan could work. Because what we'll be saying, back to the first Mahalach, wait, only a shtar could be used? Use your words! Right? So there, Mechil can eat a Kinyan, that's fine. And then, what's the problem with that Mahalach? The Gemara says, Gufoi Kanoi. And then we say, wait, Gufoi Kanoi, you use Hefker. Right? The only way that Mechila with Kinyan could work is within the first Mahalach of the Gemara. Now, if you hear that or no? You get the first Mahalach of the Gemara is? You get the first Mahalach? You heard or no? There's two ways to learn it. It's confusing, just pay attention. Yeah. There's two ways to learn the Gemara.
Yeah, why?
And the only way, if you hold the Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, the only way is on the first Mahalach of the Gemara. But that Gemara can't make sense So what did the Gemara answer? Gufay Kanoi. And that's when you start. You hefker. It must be that the Gemara is talking about the second Mahalach. But in the second Mahalach, the only way the question makes sense is that Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan. Now, to read inside.
And then there's not two ways of reading the Gemara. There's one way of reading the Gemara.
There's two possible ways of reading the Gemara.
No, but then we would have.
The first way to make it, yeah. The only way that Gemara could make sense with Mechila Sarach Kinyan is the first Mahalach. But that Mahalach has its own problems with the Hefker idea.
Yeah.
So you have to learn the Gemara the second Mahalach. That second Mahalach only works if you hold ain't Sarach Kinyan. To read inside. Again, this is very complicated. If you look at some of the other Rishonim, some of the other Rishonim bring a raya from Kedushin, Ein Tzarech Kinyan, but what's their raya? Their raya is much simpler. They say, the Gemara answered, we need a star and not words, because Gufay Kanoi. Okay. The other Rishonim say, if Mechila needed a Kinyan, that would override even Gufay Kanoi. The Gemara said, since Gufay Kanoi, now I need a star and not words. So it must be words don't need a Kinyan. Because if the other Rishonim say, if words needed a Kinyan, it would even override Gufay Kanoi. And the Gemara would have no answer.
Words could work.
Why did Tosas, I think Tosas in Kedushin, but Mitzia, why did Tosas say this? So I don't know, maybe Tosas felt that even a word with a Kinyan would not override Gufay Kanoi. Maybe. Tosas get a whole complicated raya, but it's so complicated. But why didn't he get an easy raya? So maybe, I don't know, I'm making this up totally. Maybe he felt that, no, even if Mechila Tzrich a Kinyan, maybe for some reason that wouldn't override a
Kinyan. Or he just
picked the... Yeah, but it seems very complicated. Okay. Let's read it inside quickly. The other ones will be more simpler. The old raya, the part of the Perakamah, the Kedushin, Gavi Evet Ivri Kone. Atzma B'shtar. So Lama Yishtara! Lamely the Abi Trey Zeal. Ubelo Kinyan Iri. So it's interesting. It's beautiful how the Maharam fits into the words. He's reading the Maharam after. Ubelo Kinyan Iri. The Ibe Kinyan, if you're talking about a Kinyan, this is how Maharam reads it. The Ibe Kinyan, if you're talking about a Kinyan, which Mahalach do you have to use? The first one. But if you're using the first one, my Mishani Evet Ivri Gufoy Konoi. Akadi Tikshil on Shtar Alamali. Yaf kiren l'shmuel, tamar amaf kir av d'yot l'cheirus. Ve'eit tzalach get shechror. If you hold Mechila Tzrich Kinyan, you have to learn the Gemara Mahalach number one. But if you learn the Gemara Mahalach number one, you have a big problem. Because what does Gemara answer, I need shtar with Gufay Konoi. No, do mafkir. Elamai, ela akarchach, lo part element lashon akasu of b'shtar. Kloma, lovely shtar. Also, Lashon Atzma, which is called a Bishtar, Har Atla Atzmecha, Yomar Lo Valpeh. Rather, it must be the second Mahalech. The Gemara is not saying, oh, but Shtar is the only way? Do your words. No. The Gemara knew there were other ways. The Gemara just said, in that Mahalech of Shtar, lose the paper, use your words. But that only works with Lo Kinyan. If you use a Kinyan, what's Gemara's question? Oh, they're equal. Lose the paper and use your words. No. Shtar doesn't need a Kinyan. Mechila does. Therefore, Mechila ain't Tzarech Kinyan. They're on the same level. The Gemara asks, instead of using the paper, just say it out loud without Kinyan. And the Gemara's answer is, Gufay Kanoi.
But you want to say,
Yaksham Arai,
that Tosos does agree with those other people, because he explained that if you say there is a Kinyan, the Gemara would have made sense to say that that's why you need a star and words with Kinyan wouldn't work. His problem is the Hefker thing. But meaning he would assume that the words with the Kinyan wouldn't help. Whereas other people say that the words with the
Kinyan doesn't. He's saying, according to the first Mahalach, Tosafot is saying what? Oh, maybe I need a star for Gufay Kanoi.
Exactly.
And his only problem is, right.
So
you hear that? His only problem, Tosafot's only problem with the first Mahalach is the answer that, okay, Gufay Kanoi, now I have to use the star, use Mafkir. Tosafot didn't say, wait, but Mechila works with, meaning, Tosafot's only problem with Mechila Tzarech Kinyan was the end, with Hefker. So we had a different answer. Tosafot Kedushin says Bamitzia, and we weren't sure why Tosafot didn't go like Tosafot Rishonim. So Rambam is saying, I think it makes sense that Tosafot doesn't hold Tosafot Rishonim. The other Rishonim said, if Mechila Tzrich a Kinyan, that would override Gufay Kanoi even. Tosafot clearly doesn't hold that, because Tosafot is saying the only problem with Mahalach number one is you still have the Hefker aspect. He didn't say the problem with Mahalach number one is even words can override Gufay Kanoi. It must be Tosafot holds that words will not override Gufay Kanoi, and then therefore he has to give his whole crazy Maharam, you know, raya. Fine. That's a second raya. The Mechila Ein Tzarech Kinyan. And then the rest of Tosafot is going to go very smoothly. The old raya mehad etznam b'sof anosei sheim shas lechafei shanim velo tava k'suvasa mistama machla uvelo kinyan ayri k'demuchach me'ovda techam to derchia. The halacha is that if an almana doesn't claim her k'suva within 25 years, she's mochel. So what's the raya? If mechila needed a kinyan, then on the spot she would do it. You would give her 25 years. If she's mochel after year one, she's mochel after year one. It's over.
Well, maybe after
25
years,
when
the
Mishnah says, Mistama just happened 25 years.
Oh, so you can't say that after
25
years, there's a
king. No, because then it's up to her. Then she has a choice, and she can go on forever. It's only 25 years, no matter what, it's over.
Can you also say what the story is?
Right. Well, the story is that he had a mother-in-law who would provide for her. I mean, it's a long story. I don't get to it now, but... talk about it after. Just a question on this raya. They all ask, why do you need to bring up this story? Meaning the Mishnah says, after 25 years, the woman's mochel. Based on a story of Rav Chiya. So they all ask, Rav Chiya asks, why bring the story up? You have a good raya from the Mishnah. What's the raya? She's only mochel after 25 years. And if Mechila Tzrich HaKinyan, she's mochel after 1 year. Why bring up the story? What's the story doing? So, if you look at some of the other Mefarshim, they don't bring up the story. So, it's a good question, I suppose. So, one Maharach we had, the Chacham Rechai gives two answers. One answer he gives is that, from the Mishnah alone, you might not be sure that's about Mechila. The Mishnah's not clear why. Why 25 years? Maybe it's exactly the Kosov. The Rav, and Shiri HaRav has this idea. That maybe 25 years, the Kanz Chazal done. Maybe it's not about Mechila. Only based on the story, you'll see, based on the story, that shows the Mechila. So maybe Tosfos had to bring it as a Raya. Because in the Mishnah alone, you have no Raya, you have no Mechila. Any event, that's a third Raya, that then Mechila ain't Tzarech Kinyan, and therefore she gets 25 years, because Mechila, Tzarech Kinyan, she wouldn't get 25 years, she would get 1 year, or whatever the Kinyan happened. Tosfos is going to try to make two other Rayas now, and then shoot them down. I tell Gedalia, you owe me 100 grams of wheat. Grand. And he says, no, I owe you 100 grams of barley. No. So the halacha is that Grant owes me nothing. I claimed wheat. He said, I owe you barley. I owe you barley. The maskana is that nothing. He owes me nothing. What does it seem like, though? It seems like I'm mochel him. It seems like I'm claiming wheat and barley. It seems, from the Gemara, I think he owed me wheat and barley. But all I want is the wheat. I don't care about barley. I say, Grant, give me the wheat. He says, no, I'll give you the barley. It seems like I'm being mochel on the barley, because I'm not claiming it. So if I'm being mochel on the barley, there's no mention of a kinyan here at all. Just words. That, what does that show? I'm being mochel on the barley, but not claiming it. I'm making kinyan. Seems like a good raya, ain't our kinyan. Toad says, no. Because the reason I don't get barley is not because I'm mochel on it, it's because I admit that I never was owed it. When I claim wheat, it's not that I think he owes me wheat and barley, and I'm only claiming wheat because I'm mochel on the barley. It's that when I claim wheat, I'm showing that I don't think he owes me barley at all. So Tosfos thought he had a raya, maybe, that Mechila ain't our kinyan, and that's why I don't get any barley, because I'm mochel, and so kinyan. The answer is no. The reason I don't get any barley is not because ain't our kinyan and Mechila, because I'm basically admitting that you never owed me barley to begin with.
Why do we look at your statement, according to the Enoraya, is saying that your statement is showing that you never were owed barley in the first place.
Yeah.
But my statement is saying that it is, so why do we look at that I did owe you barley?
It's not a question of the Gemara.
I'm just thinking of why do we look at your claim more than my claim? Your claim seems to be much that I never owed you barley, and my claim seems to show that you did owe me. So then we go back to Mechila. I guess we look at your claim.
No, Mechila is when I know I have a right in something and I give up on it. That's what Mechila is. Here, I don't think I have a right. By me not claiming it, I admit it.
Yeah,
oh, now that he admitted it? Okay, fine. He said what he said.
Question, why can't he just be the guy himself 100 barley? But,
like, he's counting.
We don't give weight to his saying, I owe you barley?
Not in this case, because all he's doing is countering. Because all he's doing seemingly is countering his claim.
No, let's say somebody comes up to you, you didn't say anything.
Fine,
I owe you 100 bucks. That's sort of like what's going on.
No, it's not really, because he's trying to counter a claim.
Yeah.
I think. I think it's different because, yeah, if I come up to you and say, I owe you. What's halacha? If I say, I owe you. I don't know. If I come up to you and say, I owe you money, do I now, in front of Adam, maybe? Yeah. Right, no, yeah. In front of Adam, if I'm Moses in front of Adam, then
it's not concerned about
it. Either way, that's not this case. This case is a counter, you're saying.
I think it'd be a counter, yeah.
So it's showing that he's lying.
Who's lying?
No, it's not.
No, he's telling the truth. I made a mistake. He's telling the truth.
Or
you just
don't know. Trying to reject what you're saying, and he just makes up, oh, no, what do you mean?
I mean, it's the same thing as me being Kofar.
I'm just saying.
How do we know the case of wheat is mechila? Is saying hoda not mechila? I mean, it could be mechila. How do we know that? Because the Gemara in Bava Kamma compares the cases. What's the case? Two oxes killed two other oxes. So Reuven had two oxes who killed Shimon's two. They each had one big one, one small one. What's that halacha? By a short time, you only pay chatzi nezek. But migufo. So if my $100 ox killed your $100 ox, right, I have a short time. So I'm only chayv you 50. The halacha is, I only have to pay migufo, meaning if my animal runs away, I'm punter. All I need to pay is migufo of the animal. I sell the animal, we split it. That's one aspect of migufo. What's another aspect of migufo? If my $100 animal killed your $1,000 animal, really I should owe you $500. Chatzi nezek. But since my animal only is worth 100, all I have to pay is 100, not 500. So when we have two, I have a $1 animal and a $100 animal, which kills your $1 animal and your $100 animal. So what does the victim want?
One killed which?
Well, that's the question.
Oh, we don't know.
The victim says the 100 killed the 100, and the one killed the one. Therefore, I can get $50 and 50 cents, half half. The guy who's doing the damage says no. My $1 ox killed your $100 ox. The Rosh my Chayiv. One.
What do you mean? But you only.
I don't chan it's 50, but all I have to pay is Mikufo, which is one.
But you have to pay the whole Mikufo, though.
Yeah, Chatzi is.
Yeah. Chatzi is out of there, but when it comes to.
And I say, so I say the one killed the 100, and the 100 killed the one. So I end up paying you $1.50. Instead of $50,
so
50 cents.
The one, so yeah.
Instead of $50, 50 cents.
Yeah.
So, but the victim wants 100, 100, 1, 1, and then he's going to claim $50, 50 cents.
Yeah.
So, what's the halacha? The halacha is, umatik da'afiu kita umar mazik leislay. Meaning, you want $50, 50 cents. I say no, it's only $1, 1 cent. The halacha is, you don't even get the $1 and 1 cent. You get nothing. You want the 50, 50, you get zero. Now, what's the case there? That's mechila? By what? By you claiming on me $50, 50 cents, you're mochel on my $1 and 50 cents? That was working. Why? The chasam ifshar lios tam klamish mechila shari only v'tzoveach. The barley in the wheat case, you could hypothetically say, by me claiming the wheat, I'm mochel on the barley. In this case of the oxen, you can't say that. By me claiming $50, 50 cents, I'm mochel on the $1 and 1 cent. No, I want more than that. I'm not claiming on the $1. I want more than that. So since the case of the oxen cannot be a case of mechila, and it connects the case to the wheat and the barley, it must be the wheat and the barley is also. The wheat and the barley could have been mechila. From the fact that it connects the two cases, it must be the wheat and the barley were also not a mechila case. Again, by alone, standalone case, the wheat and the barley could have been a mechila case, and everyone would have a good raya, mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. But once the Gemara connects that case to the gadol and the katan in the oxen case, which clearly is not a mechila case, and most of the wheat and the barley is also not mechila, and therefore you have no right in the Chesaruch Kenya.
Just the problem though with that case is though, now that you're looking at the oxen case, the logic doesn't apply either way, because you want to say it's not mechila, you want to say that I'm motive never existed. The barley never, but in the ox case, I can't say that I'm motive never existed, because one of the two options definitely existed. Meaning, the animals were damaged, so when I'm saying...
I guess that's the point, no?
No, that's the problem, no, because if I'm...
It can't be yourself.
Let's say I'm the guy who would have to pay you.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it's only $1.50, and you're saying it's 50 cents. So, and you can't
okay, I'm not being vocal. You're not being vocal in Allah 50. You want to, but you're not doing the other option. What's the other option? That you're admitting that that case didn't happen.
You are.
No, but then why would you owe nothing though?
That's not a kasha, but this halacha is that we don't believe the guy. We don't believe anyone.
Yeah, but I'm saying, one of the two things definitely happened. So how can it be that you don't have to pay anything?
That's kasha
in the halacha.
I'm saying it was the father of the case. It makes sense how he doesn't have to pay anything because there could have never been a transaction. But here, there was for sure animals getting hurt. So after you say you don't own nothing, something happened. Like, for sure something happened.
But since we're claiming different testimonies and we're machish each other, you don't know who's right.
But somebody is right.
Okay, someone's right. So most of the Chavim Raya. It's
how can it be $0? It's for sure there's somebody. There is money owed.
Right. Let's look there. Let's look more than we showed on there. Fine. But anyway, the Shir Arab, he's a little different. He seems to say what you're saying a little bit. He says, in the case of the wheat and the barley, there's two different chepzas. There's the wheat and there's the barley. So by me claiming on the wheat, it's not saying the barley never happened. I could be mochel. So we're not sure. The case of the oxen, it's one chepza. It's one maisa. It's one event. So you can't say that's the case of mechila. No, it's a stira. It's a hachasha. Therefore, even though by itself the wheat and the barley could have been a raya, it's not because the case might not be mechila, it might be a case of hoda. Therefore, it's not a good raya, but mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. Then one more. Umibachor shenotal chelek et poshut, the amar viter ain't a dakik nami klal. What happens? The bachor only gets a double portion. So he's supposed to get $200, and his brother's supposed to get $100 from his father's Yerusha. He says, I'll take $100. So that seems to be a case of mechila. I'm mochel my double portion. And there's no kinyan there. So Tosafot says, well, maybe that would be a good raya. The Bechor is mochel on a double portion without a kinyan. That's a raya, mechila, ain't tzarech kinyan. So Tosafot, what does he say? Ah, there, ein l'dakdik nami klal. So look at the first one, Tosafot, on Maram Marsha, they say that that's a case of siluk. That's even a case before mechila. Mechila is I have a right in something, and I say I don't want it. The case of Bechor is he never really had a right in it. He's misalik from ever having a right in it. If you can't bring a raya that mechila ain't tzarech kinyan from Bechor, because Bechor is a case of siluk. He's just saying, I don't even want to have a right in it. A case of mechila is, you owe me 100, I have a right in it, I'm giving up that right. Bechor is, you never really had a stake in it because it's never yours. And there was no raya of mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. Viter. To be mevater, to give up.
How do you resist that?
Bechor shenota chilek kipashut, to amar viter, we say he mevater. He doesn't get. He gives up his whole portion. Ain't a dazing nami klal. Can't bring a raya. Can't give a reason. The back of his thing gives that reason. Gives a seal. I think the Maharam. They say that it's a case of.
And when we say double portion, he means just the second portion.
He gets the first portion. Yeah, yeah.
Did the father already pass away here?
Yeah, seemingly.
He didn't do the divvy yet.
They didn't split up, you're saying.
I
mean, otherwise, it's Mechila. Because he says, what's the law, man? The Chosm Hayim Taima, the Viter, the Nimchal, Akhil Tolokim, and the Adai, and the Gia Achel, the Bechor, the Yado. He never got to him. The Lo Zachabo Adai.
But the father passed away. They just never did it.
Yeah. And therefore, you can Mesalik. Fine. So again, we have three rayas, we have the Bamatsiya raya with the store owner, we have Kedushin with the Eved, Ksubis with the woman. We try to bring two other rayas, the Chitin Saorin and the Bechor, and those weren't good rayas. Fine, there's one piece of Tosfos left. Just very quickly, we'll end soon, but just we spoke outside a little bit. We want to figure out what is Mechila. We had a Chakira. What is Mechila? Is it a Siluk or is it a Hakna? When I'm mochel something from someone, how is it working in Lumbis? Is it basically that I think you owe me $100, so I'm like, I'm mocking the $100 back to you? Or is it that I'm a solid from it? I'm like running away from it. So there can be two types of nachmina, as we said. What's one nachmina? Could mechila work b'al karcho? I say I'm mochel you $100. You say no, I want to pay you. So if it's siluk, then you have no say in it. But if it's working up hilomdis that I'm being makin at $100 back to you, so you can't be makin something against someone's will. So that could be one asmina. Two, how about be mochel to a katan? So the whole big question of whether a katan has kinyanim or not. So maybe it would not work there. See, look, I don't care what the recipient is, I'm selling. And a third one, which we gave... What if a katan owes me $100, he throws a baseball to my window, and he breaks my window, and now I want to be mochel that money. So if it's working that by being mochel, I'm being makna the money back to him, so the whole big question of whether a katan can make a kinyan or not. So maybe it wouldn't work there. If it's a siluk that I'm taking myself out of the picture, then it doesn't matter who owes me the money. I take myself out of the picture. And a third nafkin, which a stipo didn't like, was could you be chozer tochli dibor? Could you say I'm mochel? Oh yeah, I'm not mochel. So if it's kinyan, just like any kinyan, we say you can always be chozer tochli dibor. It could work. But if it's siluk, maybe once you're misalik, you can never go back even tochli dibor. The stipo thought that no, that third nafkin is not really a nafkin. That even siluk you can go back on. That's another potential nafkin. And the settler wanted to say that maybe whether you need a kinyan or not is based on these two sides. If mechila is a hakina, I'm giving the money back to you, so for sure, what should you need? You should need a kinyan. But if mechila is a siluk, then maybe I don't need it. So the settler suggests that, but he says, no, it can't be true. Because there's no rishon who holds mechila tzarech kinyan. We know there are rishonim on both sides of the chakira about hakna versus siluk, but no one says that mechila tzarech kinyan. So you can't base the suffix of Tosfos mechila tzarech kinyan on that chakira, because we know there are rishonim on both sides of the chakira, but nobody holds mechila tzarech kinyan.
That's my
law. Therefore, the stipler wanted to say maybe that the question of Tosfos tzarech kinyan ain't tzarech kinyan. Maybe it's based on that Hakira. He says, no, it's not based on the Hakira. That Hakira is another Nachmina, the three we just said. But the Nachmina cannot be this. So the stipend wanted to say that even if you hold that Mechila is a Hakna, maybe you don't need a Kinyan. Because maybe there is a Kinyan there already, a Kinyan in Chatzir. One answer is based on the Mordechai. Right? Mechila is a Hakna. But you have a Kinyan already. The money's in your Chatzir already. So the stipend says, don't base it on the Hakira. Even if you hold Mechila is Hakna, you might not need to form a Kinyan, like Tosa says. Maybe why? Because maybe you already have a Kinyan. It's Kinyan Chatzis already. The money's in your property, it's in your bank account.
So you really didn't need a Kinyan.
Yeah. Or another way to say it is, you never needed a Kinyan at all. You only need a Kinyan when money's being taken from one rishus to the other. When it's like a Sheva Al-Tase, you don't need a Kinyan at all. It's similar. Either you don't need a Kinyan at all, because it's not changing hands, or you need a kinyan, but a kinyan chatzir already. Good. That's the one that's there. Now let's finish up post quickly. Mikan chatzir rivam. From what? Shaya rogil lefarish. Did dafka noka becheskat habatim kinyan b'fnei shnayim. The Gemara Basra said that you need two for a kinyan. So the rivam thought that dafka you need two for a kinyan. But from this Gemara, he was chozer. But wait, but Avali Lake, but based on the Gemara, maybe the Rivam thought, Avali Lake a base and a Kinyan Kinyan. Why does the Rivam Choser? To Hamaskin on Hacha, the Pshara Tzrich a Kinyan. Ah, that Fizu Hachik Amri Rabbanan Pshar B'yachid. That what? We know that you. Hilchas a what? Hilchas a Pshar Tzrich a Kinyan. What does Chum hold? What do they hold? How many do you need? One. So, the Rivam used to think, when he was younger, that but Basra was dafka. Kinyan always needs two people. It can't be true though, because we know that a pshar needs two people, and pshar works with one, and it needs a kinyan.
Right, but we said you can't bring a raya from here that mechila in general needs.
But we're talking about kinyan in general. Does a kinyan need one or two guys?
Oh, just
stop. Okay. So the Rambam used to think that a kinyan needed two guys. It must not be, because pshar needs a kinyan. Pshara works with one guy. What's the, A equals B, B equals C. It must be that Kinyan only needs one guy. So, but Tosfos says, no, the Rivam should not have been chozer. Vein raya mikan klal. the yachol lehakam b'fnei shnayim lekayim apsharash asa b'yachid. Maybe the Rivam was right. He's not in chozer. Kina needs two. You could do a pshara with one, and then you get two edim to make a kinyan to mekayim the pshara that you did. So really, the Gemara in Bava Basra is dafka. But anyway, what do you see here from Tosas clearly? When is the kinyan happening? After. Tosas has something before. It's kinyan pshira post pshara. Clearly, this point he's saying is after. Look at Tosas a rush. Bava Basra, I think, similar to Tosos, he says, he uses the words that, no, maybe you could do a kinyan with two guys in advance to accept what the pshara was. Fine, but Tosos here is saying that he's taking this out after. Good. So again, the Rebram thought he would be chozer, and Tosos is saying, Haraya, maybe you do need two, you're doing two to mekayim the pshara with one. And then Rabbeinu Tam wants to bring one more raya. Rabbeinu Tam, hayim medaktik medamrino peragazov. Haya omei begorein. The ain't be other most. What's the quickly halacha? If you want to be chozer, your meiser on money, instead of bringing the fruit to Yerushalayim, the meiser sheni, if you want to bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend it, so you have to pay a fifth. So if you have $100 worth of fruit, you can't just bring $100 of coins to Yerushalayim and spend it. You have to bring $120 worth of coins to spend it. But that halacha is only true if you're being chozer your own fruit. If you want to do harama, you want to trick the system in a way. So like, you know, your friend can be posed to the fruit, and then like give you the money back. So that's what this guy wants to do.
So either you're
poser,
you give the
fruit. So two options: either you give the fruit to your friend, and you're posed to his fruit, quote unquote, and then you only pay 100, or you give the money to your friend, and he's posed to your fruit with his money, quote unquote. Either way, you get around the system. So the Gemara says the guy gives the fruit to his friend. If he has no money.
No, we're assuming one of those two is a better option.
Yeah, so for sure the better option is what? The money. Because it's less trickery. Right. You're giving your whole field. Yeah. So money's the better option. Right? We say, if money's the better option, so why did the Mishnah say, or the Gemara say, to give the fruit? Because he had no money. The Gemara says, wait! Why couldn't he do a Kenyan Khalifa on the money? Meaning, I have $100 in my bank account. Let me do a Kenyan Suder in the threshing field. I'll give you the money, and you'll use that money to be put to the fruit. Right?
Yeah, no
Suder. No. So the Gemara brings a riot from there that Kenyan Khalifa does not work on Ma'os. There's something. Does Kenyan Khalifa work on money or not? The Gemara brings a riot there. It must be. We'll see in a second. Yeah, it must be that what Kinyan Khalifa does not work on money. Why? Could you say, oh, he's mocking him the fruit because he has no money? Just be mocking him the money in your bank account. It's better. It must be Kinyan Khalifa does not work on money. The Iyamar Matpe Nikni Bechalifin Nikni Leib Mos Agav Sudar. Uposhu mine, the Gemara learns from there, the ain niknis bechalifin. The doke hayalomar, the doke hayalukme, the gavra artilai. The Gemara said, oh, maybe he has no sudar with him. Yeah, but the Gemara gave me a case, he has no money, he has no sudar.
What's Tosha giving this for?
Oh, we'll see in a second.
And he has no shirt.
He has no shirt, he has no garment to be makne, he has no shirt to give him. That's the case. Rather, no! He has a shirt. He has a garment, but the Gemara proves it must be what? Money cannot be given over to the Khalifa. What does Tosa see here? The Hashta, on my low Mishani, to go to the Lake of Trey. The Ain Kinyan Mol El Feshnayim. Instead of bringing a raya there that it must be Kinyan Khalifin cannot work on Moth, say what? No. Kinyan Khalifin works on Moth. But why do I have to give my fruit to a Kinyan Sudar, my bank account? Because not two guys here. Instead of bringing a riot from this case that you could never do Kinyan Khalifin on any money, say no. You could do Kinyan Khalifin on money, just as not two witnesses here. Elamai what? El Shmamina Divadai Mahani. It must be one. No, it must be one witness works. For the fact that the Gemara had to say I couldn't be mocking my money in my bank account because Kinyan Khalifin does not work. And it did not say, because I don't have two guys, it must be one guy works.
Why
can't Khalifa and Kenyan? And if even though the Rivam didn't have a raya that maybe one works, or Beit Tam thinks you have a good raya, one works. And therefore, the only reason the Gemara could not say Ken Khalifa in bank account was because why? Ken Khalifa does not work in a bank account. The Gemara couldn't say the problem was you need two, because why? You must be. You don't need to.
Assuming
Kenyan
Khalifa is the same rules as
Ken
Khalifa. Well, yeah, not the.
Yeah.
Because they actually give
it. Yeah.
You don't need two
for that. LMI, but we're talking the raya.
No, I'm saying even with that raya, you don't need two to give over something, like where he does in the fruit.
No, you mean Kenya. Yeah, you don't need two. That's the whole point. Right. Daf don't need two.
So he has to be actually giving him all his fruit.
Yeah. Unless he has money with him.
No, but I'm saying.
In his case, he has money.
If you're saying it's fruit, it can't be that he's giving him a field. It has to be that he has a capacity or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, yeah, maybe. V'yesh tochen no, mishum nistam gora mitzui in v'av v'nei adam. No, so again, we knocked down the Rivam.
The
Gemara couldn't have said, the reason I have to give my fruit is because you need two. Maybe you do need two, and the Rivam has no raya. Just, every time she tells those two people. And therefore, what comes out of Tosos, the end? The Rivam of the Rivam wanted to bring rayas, that maybe Kinyan only needs one, either from our Gemara with Pshara, or from the threshing field. Tosos knocks both of his rayas down, and maybe the Gemara Bav Basra is Dafka, and Dafka needs Kenya with two people. Shkolach.
Thank you so much.